I do what I'm told.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and I just thank you for the opportunity of doing this as well.
Yeah.
The song that Bella sang, "It Is Well," a couple Sundays ago, touched my heart, and I just wanted a teen and bring the Holy Spirit in. Yeah. All right?
And we have to, by faith, say
it is well.
It is well, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Amen.
It is well. Faith,
yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
It is well. Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you, Lord.
And that's really cool. love that song.
Me too.
I love that song. I love
it touched my heart.
Love that song. Yeah. It is well with my soul, regardless of what happens. Regardless of where I get transferred or whatever. I remember I was transferred one time, and I did not like that. But I just have to say, as we were talking about earlier, the Lord doesn't move us from something that is good to something that's bad.
Come on now.
Right.
He moves us from something that's good to something that's better.
Yeah.
All right.
If we walk in faith with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so...
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about 1 Corinthians still. I'm still going through that, although it may not seem like it. It may not seem like it today. But I'm going to read a few verses from 1 Corinthians. How about that? I'll help, right? And then I'm going to leave it. Forget about it. No, I'm gonna, it says here, and this is in 1 Corinthians 2:6, he says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect." Mm-hmm. "Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that comes to naught, to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
Yep.
But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit."
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
"For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God."
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And, you know, when Jesus spoke, he spoke in a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke in a mystery. He spoke in parables.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but for a long time, I don't know what he meant by all these parables, you know. I read these parables, what is he, you know, he's talking about, you know.
You know, Ray, can I interject something?
Sure.
You and Thurston actually is talking about the same thing, the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. How important he is for us to understand these things that we say, I can't understand it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah. Holy Spirit said, well, I'm the teacher. I'll teach you if you just come and ask me. You know, some people puzzle over the meaning of scripture. I've seen them just puzzle their mind. What does this mean? And just go to the Holy Spirit and say, just come and ask.
Yeah.
You know,
Amen.
Yes, that Holy Spirit, teach me.
Uh-huh.
It really is that simple, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you're going to have to push in now.
Yeah.
You're going to push some things aside and push in.
Exactly.
See, we don't like the pushing in part. We don't like the seeking part.
Yeah.
But when you push in and seek and listen and let Holy Spirit reveal some of this stuff, I don't believe the church world will be in the trouble that they, everybody understands something different about Scripture.
Yeah.
But we're all, if we ask Holy Spirit, we all will understand the same thing.
Yeah.
We have given our life to God.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit is sent to be the teacher. Holy Spirit is sent to do a job on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Let him do what he's sent to do.
Yeah.
And we'll get it just right.
There you go. I like that. We have often, you know, we got the Holy Spirit in our spirits, right? We got off so much other stuff stacked on top.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns.
That's what it is.
With family, concerns with money, concerns with jobs, concerned with this, concerned with that.
Mm-hmm.
That we can't hear him.
No.
There's too many concerns coming at us.
Yeah.
On our ears, you know. And what she was saying, pressing in, stripping away those concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have time to press in. Right?
Giving them to God. Just forget them. Okay, now I can hear the Holy Spirit. You see, now I've got rid of all those things shouting at me. Well, you need to go and fix the doorknob, you know, it's not working right in the bathroom or whatever, you know. Just all kinds of little things. Little things like that. You laugh, I know. But it's there, you know.
Yeah.
Little bitty things, nagging little things, and big things. And, you know, when you get all the big things, you think, now I can hear you. No, you got all these little things you got to deal with. You got to keep pressing in, like Mary says.
Yeah.
It's pressed. Pressing in. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit today about the parables. And And how do we understand the parables? And I know this group probably all knows this, but this is something that you can teach those you're mentoring, okay? Those you're discipling, you can teach this. Because they're going to have this question. It's like, you know, the Thursa says, the people of the world, they're not into this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not listening to the Spirit.
Uh-huh. You know,
like Mary said, people of the world are not listening to the Spirit. They're not reading their Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're not getting this. And so we have to train them and teach them to read their Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, well, I read my Bible. I mean, it's just so hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's right. That's for a reason. Jesus said, I speak in parables, so hearing, they won't hear.
Yeah.
Right? Hearing, seeing, they won't see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, well, I always thought that was kind of strange. It's kind of strange. So what I want to do is take a parable, and we're all familiar with it. In fact, I'm going to let you tell it to me, okay? The parable of the sower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sows the seeds, you know, and it falls on all these types of ground, okay? Mm-hmm. So what happens? Tell me, one of y'all tell me, what happens? He throws a seed, it falls where? Where's the first place or any place?
Wayside.
Where's it?
The wayside.
Okay. What's the wayside? It's the beaten path.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now what's the deal about the wayside? What happens on the wayside?
The ground's too hard, and it sits on, the seeds sit on top, and Immediately the birds come and eat them up.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, the birds come and eat it up. Now what does that mean? Jesus, when he gives a parable to the crowd, right, then he goes off by himself, and the disciples come to him and say, what do you mean when he said that? Explain to us that parable, right? Because he's given a lot of parables, you know. Explain this. And Jesus says, what is it with you guys, you know? To you has been given to know the secrets kingdom,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But if you don't understand this parable, how are you going to understand all the other parables, he says?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen to the parable. I'm going to give you the explanation.
Mm-hmm. The wayside, it represents when the word is sown to people, if they harden their heart, they won't let it penetrate. And the enemy will come and steal away what they heard. And it'll be as if they never heard it.
Exactly right. Now, he says, they hear it, but they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They hear it, and they don't understand it. You know, and one of the things that's happened to me throughout my life is that, especially when I was younger, we'd have a visiting preacher come preach at our church, the Little Baptist Church, you know. And I listened to what he had to say, and I think, that's good. I want to hear some more of that. I got some questions I'd like to ask him about that, you know. I want to hear some more of that. And I would think, well, but you know, after the sermon was over, you know, it's like the preacher and the pastor would go off, you know, and they would do their thing, and I didn't know where they were going. Mm-hmm. I wish I could go with them so I could talk to this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I was too timid to just go up there and say, I want to hear some more of this. Where are you going? I want to go with you. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going to eat for lunch, but I'm going to go join you. You know? Just put on another plate for me because I'm going to be sitting beside you. Mm. You know? And all this. But I was a little too timid to do that. You know? Mm-hmm. I was unsure of myself. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe we shouldn't be so timid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Supposed to be bold.
When we have a visiting preacher here and you want to hear more from him, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to follow you around today. I don't know when you leave the town, but I'm going to be with you till you do, you know.
Uh-huh.
I, of course, now, you know, I have to do that. You can get his tapes, you can get his books, you know, all that sort of thing. But,
yeah, that's what they'll tell you. Everything I know is on that table. Well,
that's right.
But, you know, Elijah tried to tell him, you ain't got to follow me everywhere. Yes, I am.
Right.
Where you go, I'm going to be right down there.
That's right. That's right.
He was out to the double portion.
So the people, you know, and you'll run into this. I know we had run into this. Candace, you know, I know she is Gwen, you know, but you know, she goes to the hospital and she's a chaplain there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the people come and, of course, they got all kinds of needs, all kinds of concerns on them. And she talks to them. You know that some of the stuff that she says, just in one ear, out the other, you know. No slowdown in between, you know.
Right.
And she's telling them good things. But they don't understand. They don't grasp it. They don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Things that would help them.
Things that would help them, exactly. She knows what would help them.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries to help them, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, even though, you know, your mother told you when she was telling you stuff, it goes in one ear and come out the next. But how many times since you've been adult you heard your mother's voice the same thing? She's planting seeds, but it's taken a long time to for it to grow.
Yeah.
And as you plant seeds, somebody else come and say something else, and that's watering it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gets to a point where somewhere in life, what she said, they're going to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, we have multiple chaplains, so we call it a follow-up so that we can give them a different opinion and approach to what was said.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's good.
And after about the third follow-up, they got some type of idea.
That's good. That's good. Repetition helps, doesn't it? Repetition helps, yeah.
Discipling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's all about this understanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Understanding, okay? The disciples didn't understand.
Oh, no.
Okay, they didn't understand the parables. And so later, when Jesus was alone, the Bible says, the disciples ask him, you know, what did you mean by this? Okay. And so that brings up another interesting thing. As you read through the Bible, you'll find this kind of stuff. But that Greek word for alone is something used twice in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And in each case, Jesus wasn't alone.
Right.
He had people with him.
Yeah.
So why did we use the word alone? Why did we translate it alone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was away from the crowd. That's what he was. He was there with just his close inner circle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but yeah, so they came to him and they wanted to know this. So the rest of the parable, okay, somebody give me another one. What seed that fall on the wayside, on the hard ground, seed that did what?
Stony ground.
Yeah, rocky ground. Mm-hmm. Rocky ground, what wasn't nice and soft dirt like potting soil and all that. It was a lot of rocks in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that, of course, I grew up in South Alabama, the wiregrass section, and the soil was all sandy, so it was really good for root crops, like peanuts. You know, you can grow root crops real easy because the sandy soil doesn't keep it from growing. But we didn't really have any rocks. You know, we had hard clay underneath, but, you know, we didn't have any rocks. But come to find out, the land over there is covered with rocks. I mean, it's like, you know. It's just rocks everywhere. You hear about them sometimes. They say, I think we'll build an altar, and they just build an altar with a bunch of rocks. You know, I'm down to South Alabama going, that don't make any sense. Where are they going to get rocks, you know? It turns out they had rocks laying everywhere. I mean, they couldn't hardly walk for rocks. They had to carry a stick around, just to, you know, so they wouldn't fall for all the rocks they had around.
Mm-hmm.
To clear a field and plant something was a big job just to get all the rocks out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Probably sunk down a foot or something, you know.
Okay.
Got all the rocks out. So, okay, what happened to the seed that fell on the rocky soil? You remember? Anybody remember?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't have much depth. It grew fast, but it didn't have roots.
It didn't have roots. Mm-hmm. It didn't have roots, right. It didn't have roots. And the meaning of that was the people hear the word.
Mm-hmm.
They receive it gladly. They spring up quickly, right? Sprout up quickly. No roots. But when persecutions come, when trials come, someone comes up and sort of give you a hard time because of what you believe. Oh, you don't believe that stuff, do you? Nobody believes that stuff. That can't be truth. All that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you talking about this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear it.
Yeah.
He says, they fall away. They fall away from the word.
Mm-hmm.
They stop talking. Okay. They say, yeah, maybe that's not right. Mm-hmm. So that's what happens with that, right? So there's the interpretation. Another one. What's another one? Anyone?
Thorns.
Thorns. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thorns.
You throw out the seed and it falls in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It springs up. But the thorns. Choke it, keep it from being fruitful.
Yeah.
So what's the meaning of that? Remember that one?
It said the cares of this world.
Cares of this world.
And the lust of other things choke the word.
Right,
and
right. You start looking around at this world. Mm-hmm. And thinking, this looks pretty good.
It's kind of like,
I'll go do this, I'll go do that.
It's kind of like the garden I had.
Yeah,
really. Yeah. got to work with me named Danny. He's a farmer. I said, man, I can't grow nothing but basil. Even the tomato plants won't thrive. He said, you got too many trees in your yard, and they're taking up all the nutrients out of the soil. Oh. And so I eventually just did away with that garden. I have to grow stuff in buckets if I'm going to grow.
There you go. So, and then of course, there's the other soil and the other seed. It falls on what kind of soil?
Good ground.
Good soil, right? Mm-hmm. And this soil winds up being fruitful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that symbol of? What does that mean?
People hear the word, they receive it, and then it grows in them, and then they become fruitful.
And they do it.
And they do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. That's great.
I like Luke's translation. It says they bring forth fruit with patience.
Okay.
And Mark just said they bring forth fruit, but
yeah,
they bring forth fruit
with
patience.
Fruit with patience, yeah. So what we got here is a parable, which is he tells a meaning, and the meaning is good meaning, okay? And so it's supposed to give us encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And not discouragement.
Yeah.
Candace, don't get discouraged when it goes over their heads, you know?
Yeah.
You know, some will just not get it, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you just keep trying because some will.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some will, okay? Mm-hmm. There's going to be some that get it for a while, and it's like they never said anything. But some will get it.
Yeah.
All right? So that's what encourages us, all right? We're looking for those disciples that respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus did. He looked for those disciples that responded, all right? He went walking around. He would talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he noticed the folks that kept coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks that hung around after he dismissed the group said, I'm not going to be dismissed. You got something I want to hear.
Yeah.
I got some questions. I'm not going to be dismissed.
Uh-huh.
With the rest of the crowd and go back. I'm going to hang around you.
Yeah.
That's what he's looking for. See, he's looking for those people that say, I want some more of that.
Yeah.
Even if they don't really understand it like the disciples, you know,
uh-huh,
they're at least bold enough to come and ask.
Yeah.
Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us some more of this.
Yeah.
Tell us some more of this. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's what you wind up with when Jesus was talking. Pull in the communion. I thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that conversation, you know, went all over the place. But he tells her, he says, look, we're talking about, you know, you're talking about worshiping in this mountain, you're talking about you're a Samaritan, I'm a Jew. You worship this, I worship that, you know, all that sort of thing. He says, look, the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him.
Amen.
God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
In truth.
Spirit and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that. And I came up with this verse as I was thinking about this. So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you.
Right.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Now, how do those two go together? God is spirit. Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. You've got to eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit and truth. Flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work together? Why did that particular verse come to my mind when I read the other one? Spirit and truth, flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. Well, flesh and blood stands for something, right? It's not, he's not talking about eating his flesh,
mm-hmm,
or drinking his blood. He's talking about this stands for something. This is a parable, if you will. Mm-hmm. All right? Flesh and blood is teaching his doctrine. The blood is the life. Remember, the blood is the life in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
The life is in the blood. Spirit, mm-hmm, and truth. Spirit and truth. The truth is the words he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was the truth. The Spirit is the life.
Yeah.
Life is in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why that verse came to me, and that's the key to understanding these parables. Okay? I was teaching my sons, and so we're going to go through the parables, and we're going to talk about how to understand the parables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's a key to understanding the parables, and that's what Jesus gave us in that particular passage where he explains the parable. You know, he says, this is the key. He says, first off, you got to know who he's talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It'd be nice to know who he's talking to so you don't get messed up on that. But he says, first off, realize that in a parable, the things, the people in a parable are representative of something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. The people or the things in a parable are representative of something else.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that something else is something to do with the kingdom of God,
yeah,
heaven or something, right? So he says that's the key. You've got to understand that they're representative of something else.
Yeah.
And that sounds simple. Okay? And you probably all know that. But that is what people need to know so they can understand.
Amen.
If they begin to understand the parable. Otherwise, they're just nice little stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, treasure hidden in the field. Man sells everything he's got to go and buy the field. Well, okay, who's the man? What does the man represent?
Mm-hmm.
What about the field? What does it represent? What about the treasure? What does that represent?
Mm-hmm.
You see. And then you begin to understand what the parable means, you see. Okay? And so he did that also with the weeds, you know. So he explained that also, you know, he said, okay, I'm going to tell you what this means. This stands for this.
Mm-hmm.
The weeds stand for this. The good seed stands for this.
Mm-hmm.
The reapers stand for this.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at the parables to understand them, you're explaining, you know, talking to your disciple, if you will, do that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Explain how to understand the parables,
mm-hmm,
and the earthly meaning and the heavenly meaning.
Amen. Yeah.
The kingdom meaning, if you will, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to finish up there, and we'll move on next time, okay?
Yeah.
Lord bless his word, right?
Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, David, would you pray for us?
Father, we thank you for this morning, Lord, being able to come and listen to your good word, and that we hear more of it and grow there in it. And we just thank you for your word there this morning. And thank you for
blessing.
Mm-hmm. Lord, we thank you for who you richly provide for all mankind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen,
amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me eat some biscuits. Y'all get it.